My earliest memory was of my maternal grandfather, whom my brothers and I called Foddy, because we couldn't say grandfather at that age. It was Foddy who taught me to fish and play cards, and he would take Stuart, Brian, and I on trips downtown just to see the city. One day, when I was about 5 years old, I saw Mom and Dad all dressed in black and looking very sad, especially Mom. They'd left a babysitter with us. I was 5, Stuart was 4, and Brian was 2. When I asked them where they were going, Mom told me that they were going to Foddy's funeral. I didn't understand, but I let it go. I didn't find out until it was explained to me later. Foddy had been ill because of a couple of heart attacks he'd had in previous years. One day, he went to lie down on the couch at his and Granny's house. He had a heart attack in his sleep and passed away. Granny came home and found him dead. After Foddy had been buried, I began having disturbing dreams about him. They consisted of myself looking at him as though I was looking through a cross-section of the ground and through the casket at him. Pretty wild for a 5-year-old kid who knew nothing about death, only that his grandfather had gone to heaven. About a year later, Mom and Dad took the 3 of us boys over to Granny's house to spend the night. We had some dinner and then watched Granny's color TV, which was always a treat, and then went to bed. Stuart and Brian slept in the back bedroom, and I slept in Foddy's old bed. I had trouble sleeping because not only was I in a strange bed, but I had the feeling that I was being watched. I sat up and looked over towards the bedroom door and sensed a presence there. It gave me a terrible fright, and I woke Granny up and pleaded for her to call Mom and Dad to come and get me. As soon as I became frightened, the presence vanished. Mom and Dad came and got me and took me home to where I slept in my own bed. Thinking about it now and looking back, I'm pretty sure that it was just Foddy looking in on me, checking out his beloved wife and his grandson. I never told anyone about this until last month. I told Brian and he gave him the creeps, but that was the first.